Ken? Ken?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's that about again?
Where did you go?
Life's Inside Track with Ken and Yetta Decker of the Decker Team. They'll share life experiences, tips, techniques, thoughts, and tools to help you create life exponential. Life's Inside Track with Ken and Yetta Decker.
Moving forward with the Decker Team. Moving forward together with the Decker Team.
We are excited to welcome you to another episode of Life's Inside Track. I'm Yetta Decker.
And I'm Ken Decker.
And it's where we get to share tactics, tips, tools, some tips, and some truths that we all need, we all deserve. You, I, everyone, so we can turn our house into home, our families thrive, and we live the best life possible. We're going to consider, how do you avoid some of those connection robbers that take you out of depth of relationship, whether in a new relationship or one that's existed for a long time.
Right. So on this segment, we're going to talk about the five things, five fingers.
I always hesitate when you give the number away, because sometimes we take some away, sometimes we add some.
I know,
but
I'm committed to five.
You're committed to five?
Yeah, five things that cause us to lose connection or never build it in the first place.
That's a little bit scary.
Yeah, and connection is like a broad term. And yet the world goes around when we make connections. It goes around smoothly. Like, we have to connect with our realtor, right? We need to connect with our doctor. We need to connect with our spouse if we have one. We need to connect with our relatives if we have some. We need to connect with our friends and our church community. And there's lots of connections, right?
Yes, there are.
So if we use these five robbers against us, then we might live a lonely life.
We probably will.
Ugh.
So the first one, which is such an, probably the most, we're starting with it. We didn't put a priority in these, and we're starting with it because it probably is the number one struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is miscommunication.
Yes.
I know at the beginning you zoned out. So
but is it really miscommunication, or maybe it's misunderstanding? Which is it, the chicken or the egg? Which comes?
It's probably a combination thereof.
Right.
Right? Because I've often said that the communication is not delivered unless it's received by the recipient the way I intended it to be received.
Right.
So is it I didn't communicate correctly, or did the person not listen correctly? Well, the person delivering the communication, I, Yetta Decker, if that was the case, it's my responsibility to make sure that it is understood and it lands the way I intended it to land. It's not the other person's responsibility.
I love this. So now when you say to me, like, I don't feel heard, it's not my fault. It's your responsibility as the communicator.
And you do have to listen. Well.
Yeah. Well.
So you see how it starts, right? This is one of the robbers. Instead of making the thing, now we end up in a misunderstanding or a disagreement or a heated fellowship about the very thing that was communicated.
Yes. Let's move on to number two. Not being present.
Right.
That happens to me sometimes. I get into my nothing box, or I start thinking about another problem or issue, and I'm really, really not present. And yet, I think I've been making great strides towards staying present and listening to what you have to say. How say you, Yetta?
I say you've gotten much, much more capable and intentional about being present. And it's interesting because for clients of ours, I think for the last three decades or so that you've been in the industry, you have actually found it quite easy to stay present with whoever he is talking with, whether it's in person or online or on the telephone, and not get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so this is an interesting little caveat. different relationships may take more intention. I'm not supposed to be giving away solution or answers right here, just letting you know what the struggles are. And yet, how can I not begin down that path of little bonus tips? Because if all we hear about is what's going wrong, what the robbers are, no answers, it can be hard. Waiting till the next segment's tough.
Yeah. Can you hear the geese?
I can hear the geese.
The geese have created a number of disagreements for us in the car. And what happens is when there's hundreds and thousands of geese in a field, it distracts me. And I go, yeah, look at the geese. And she will feel not listened to in the moment.
I'm not being listened to. It's like the zone out at the beginning of the segment, right? Mm-hmm. The person leaves. So now it's become a joke at our house. The grandkids have gotten in on it. Our friends have gotten in on it. So anytime there's something that could distract them, the word now is geese. It's not squirrel anymore. Right? It used to be the squirrel caught our attention. Now it's the geese catch our attention. Mm-hmm. And yet it's a robber. Mm-hmm. Right? And so you want to have just the awareness that when you get distracted by the things in surrounding, which we all do.
Yes.
I do it too. We're picking on Ken because it is a little more prolific.
Because I've got enough meat to pick on.
No, it's a little more prolific at it, I think is the truth.
Okay.
And he's been putting great effort in. And it's interesting just that in some relationships, it's easier than others.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe you zoned out and you didn't hear everything. You may want to tune in, or actually not tune in, but send us an email to together@deckerteam.com, and we'll put you into the community where you get access to blogs and video content, all kinds of good things that maybe you missed. Maybe you just didn't listen to the radio that day, right? So, Yetta, number three.
Well, I'm going to go for the one that means more to me.
Really?
Mismatched expectations.
Oh, really? That means more than you? Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. So, okay. Mismatched expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have the expectation that we're going to hang out and talk. You have the expectation that we're going to hang out and sit and watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That, I'm not saying that's all the time, but that could happen.
Frequently, yeah.
And so that robs connection.
Yes, it does. And the one that's really interesting that I thought, oh, she skipped over that one. And that is unresolved issues. It is a killer
of
connection.
And I think the reason I could skip over it and let you have it is we've worked on this for like 30 plus years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not that many. But recognize in any of your relationships, when there's an unresolved thing that's hanging out in the background, it certainly robs connection.
Yeah, and that can happen even in business dealings,
right? That's what I'm talking about.
If you've got a realtor, a lawyer, or accountant, whatever, and there's an unresolved issue, if you don't bring it up and resolve it, what's going to happen is probably your relationship is going to end with that person. You may choose another professional to do business with because you have an unresolved, unspoken issue, really, right?
Yep. And the fifth one we're just going to highlight for a minute or a second, I don't know, is that the communication, the connection starts before you even open your mouth.
Yeah, what she's saying is when your emotions run awry ahead of your communications, that can cause a rift in a relationship.
Right. It will rob connection.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So my question is, what relationship would you like to deepen that connection in? And we're honored to be positioning you to build wealth wisely because it's about much more than just money. Yetta, what do you want?
I was just looking for the answer to my question. We are honored that we've been able to create for you free access to over 653 Life's Inside Track episodes where we share insider tips, making house home, and how to get the most out of your space. And the great news is you can get access to them from the office, home, or on the go, and our YouTube channel anytime you want, or tune into chri.ca or 99.1 FM. We are going to explore how tone can make or break, deepen or destroy, really, any relationship. All whether right. a realtor relationship, whether an intimate relationship, whether a parent-child relationship, whether a friendship, it really, across all facets, tone can make it or break it.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is the depth of the relationship can handle certain tones for short periods of time. For instance, if you're in a relationship with a sales rep or a real estate agent, and somebody gets an annoyed tone, whether it be the client or the agent, it could more easily sever the relationship than a deep emotional relationship with maybe a parent or a spouse or something like that, where if the tone goes off once in a while, there's enough rapport, enough deepness in the connection that it won't break the relationship.
Right.
But if my tone was harsh to you like it was at the beginning, that was an act, by the way, folks. I was not upset with my wife.
Not this time.
But if that was continuously like that, then that relationship would break eventually.
It would sour. It would certainly be something where, whether it severs the relationship or just alters the relationship in a negative way, and you can probably be thinking right now, you probably are thinking already, even from the tone that Ken demonstrated at the beginning of this segment, it may have triggered you, right? Like if I was listening to somebody and they spoke like that, it would probably trigger my emotions, because there are times in our existence where that would have been a more common. And so it just shows up and I don't even know where it's coming from.
Yeah. And I think there's also a level of sensitivity to tones. You know, you've lived with me for a long, 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 long time.
You mean like 42 years?
Yeah, like that long. And you know the slight intricacies of my tone.
Right.
And I can just, even my energy, without saying a word, my energy shifts, you pick up on it. Whereas if you're not close to somebody, you may not pick up the slight clues like that.
Right.
So it makes it a little easier when you're dealing with people.
Right. A less depth of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The less depth, the more latitude you have with tone, in a way, because it's not necessarily recognizable. And what Ken was saying a minute ago, it's also the less latitude you have because there's not as much tolerance.
Yeah. And
there's not as much tolerance for a thrown off tone.
Right.
If I imagine, sorry, yeah, I'm going to cut you off four times.
Go ahead.
It was only twice. When we have a tone with somebody in business, it really isn't acceptable. Like there also is no space for it.
Right. And then there's the tone that you use with a subordinate.
Oh, that's not even a good word.
Yeah. Someone that's under your leadership in business. And we've sometimes went to hire somebody in a high level position, gone out for lunch with them, and the way they spoke to the server, the tone they used, made a difference as to whether we hired them or not. Because how they deal with somebody that's actually serving them was indicative of how they would handle employees.
Right, and also gives you an example or evidence of what they find is acceptable when there's potentially no negative consequence to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's watching, it's such a telltale, how people's just tone. And we're not saying tone's always bad. We're using the negative examples because those are the ones that get us in trouble. When our tone is optimistic and enthusiastic and enjoyable and lighthearted, and we have a smile in our voice, you can hear that. That changes the tone. Just having a smile on your face or getting rid of the smile. It changes the tone immediately that's coming out of someone's face.
Right.
And so that affects the relationship either for the good or the not so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I've been guilty in the past of my tone or my relationship is very transactional. And then some people may have felt that I wasn't as caring or as listening as you are because I'm more transactional than relational.
Except in
my tone.
In your tone, because in your StrengthFinder, which is another assessment tool that we've done, you're a relator, whereas that doesn't hit mine, mm-hmm. right? That's one of your top few strengths. And so it's interesting that tone doesn't always tell the whole truth, and yet we take it as though it does.
Yeah, and I remember some of the books we've read on tone. Tone and energy can change based on whether you're too warm or based on you need to go to the bathroom or all kinds of things, right? It could be your clothes are too tight or you don't feel comfortable in them. Whatever the case is, you know, ladies, maybe your skirt's shorter than you would like and it's creeping up, or you know, things aren't sitting the way you want, and it can change the way you communicate with the person that you're with.
Right. If you're thinking this is a fascinating conversation and you'd like to play this out in a real estate journey, then give us a call and we'll do a clarity call and or join us in the community, because you get access to all this fun, including the videos where you see so much more than you can actually hear in our tone. It'll be interesting if you watched it without the sound on, but you just watch the video. I wonder if you could catch tone. I think you can.
Well, it's because
the
possible.
Body language and the tone are often connected.
Yeah, absolutely. And when they're not connected, you send
mixed signals,
which people can really misunderstand. It could be you're saying yes, but you're shaking your head no.
Right.
Or you're shaking your head yes, but you're saying no. Like right. Mixed signals.
Yeah.
And that same thing can happen with your tonality.
Absolutely.
Like I've said to some people, hey, are you happy? Then tell your face.
Yeah, you said that to me a time or two. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Robert Holden said, your relationship with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship you have. And together, we're clarifying your options so that when your options are clear, your wisdom will flow. Hey, Yetta, do you want to talk?
Yes, I want you to talk.
Oh, that is a difference.
There is a difference. We are honored that for over 35 years, we've been able to come alongside you, not only selling, buying, and investing in real estate over 3,117 times, coming alongside you to build your faith, build your fun, build your finances, build your fitness, and even strengthen, heal, and flourish inside relationship. We're going to discover in this segment a few systems of communication that can deepen connection, mm-hmm. help you stay present, and help you flourish in those relationships we were just talking about.
Yeah, it's so important, whether it's business, family, friends, romantic, all of those things work with most of these tips.
Well, and what's interesting is apart from relationship, there really is nothing else.
Life's pretty lonely if you don't have any relationships.
Well, you're still going to have relationship to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're still probably going to have relationship to your God. You're going to have relationship to your environment. So really relationship, whether it's human relationship or your human relationship to something, mm-hmm. I have a relationship with the chair I'm sitting on right now.
Yes.
And I'm really happy I have a solid relationship with it, because that's true too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about human relationships. What are some of those systems, strategies, tips, tactics, tools, actually?
Yeah, well, for me, I'm pretty easy to get distracted. I'm visual and things, you know, the saying squirrel.
Or geese.
Or geese, yeah. So when I go into someone's home to talk to them about buying or selling or investing in real estate or their finances or whatever, if there's a TV or a radio on, I'm going to ask them to turn that off. Because for me, it's a system. It's bold to ask, or we'll ask, can we go to a different area where it's quieter? Because I want to be present with them. And if I start, you know, my eyes will jut over to something that's shown up on the TV, and then that's distracting from the person that I'm connecting with.
Well, and chances are you've missed out on what they just said too.
Quite possibly.
Right? It's such an easy thing to have happen.
And they don't feel paid attention to.
No,
they don't feel listened to,
no,
even if I did hear everything.
Right. Your connection is still broken.
Mm-hmm.
The presence is still broken.
Exactly.
And so you risk something when you ask them to turn it off or mm-hmm. ask to move to another room. I do that sometimes as well, because I do too would get distracted. Even though I don't watch TV, I watch the occasional movie. It still distracts me if it's on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even enjoy watching sports. And yet we're sitting in a restaurant that has the TV screens going and we're having a conversation. All of a sudden you'll say, "Where'd you go, Yetta?" And it's like, "I'm watching that. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what they're doing. I'm not even interested." And yeah. I'm still gone. So I will typically say, when I ask them to turn it off or can we move rooms, I tell them why.
Mm.
You're important to me. There is nothing more important to me right now than hearing what you have to say, because it's the only way we can figure out how we can best help you, whether we mm-hmm. can help you. And so that's why I'm asking, because I don't want to get distracted. I don't want you to feel that I've just left you. And unfortunately, it might happen if there's mm-hmm. distractions available.
Yeah. And another system that I use, especially for you and with other people as well, but it's to face one another.
Right.
And actually, I spend some time and I kind of look in my left eye into their left eye or into your left eye. And the reason for that is there's a connection in the gaze, but it's not connected like
uncomfortably
close by staring into somebody's eyes. That
right.
makes sense.
Yeah. Well, because we've all been, I've been that person that I've violated somebody's personal space, gotten too close in. We have one very near, dear person to us who I think his personal space bubble is so teeny that almost everybody's personal space, he's going to feel like he violates, and he's highly, they'll feel it. He won't. Highly successful. He's just that comfortable with human connection. And
so, he's intense in his desire to ask you questions, to hear from you, to learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's staring into your eyes as he's talking.
Both of them. And so we've all been there. Maybe we've done it. Maybe you've done it. I've done it for sure way too often.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has a different propensity of what that looks like or what that feels like.
Yeah.
So if you're paying attention when you're talking to somebody, you'll pretty quickly be able to see what their discomfort is and then just back up.
Yeah, it's the social cues, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Try and pay attention. That's a system.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about systems and tactics and tips and tools to deepen connection. Being aware of someone's need for personal space is pretty big up there.
Yeah. And asking open-ended questions. Like, nothing will shut down a conversation than asking a question that has a yes or no answer.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's fine. You do mm-hmm. need to have some of those if it's a fact mm-hmm. thing. What's the age of the roof? That's a short answer.
Yes.
Is it, you know, did you replace it last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no, that's appropriate.
Tell me some things about your home that you've improved since you stayed here, since you bought it.
Right. That works, right? Rather than saying, did you replace the washer? Did you replace the dryer? Did you replace? Whoa, that just feels like you're a drill sergeant and you're mm-hmm. pounding on somebody. So a lot of yes, no type answers can also feel threatening.
Mm. Yeah, can feel like somebody's been put on the spot.
Yeah.
Whereas an open-ended, inquisitive, curious question draws out the dialogue, right?
Yeah. And if you're thinking you want to be part of this insane, I was going to say, but this fun and enjoyable and varied community, the Decker Team, give us an email together at DeckerTeam.com. And we would love to invite you in and keep you posted on what we're offering. We have a workshop coming up online around agency and real estate relationships. We have a book coming out. There's all kinds of fun things happening that we would love to have you be part of if it feels good to you.
Mm-hmm. Another system that Yetta and I use frequently is a rapid fire. What's good? What are we grateful for? What's been good? And Yetta will say one, I say one. You could call it popcorning.
Yep. Back and forth.
Rapidly popcorn.
You've done a great job in the show today.
Thanks, love. You look marvelous.
Thank you. So sometimes it's complimenting each other, or sometimes it's gratitudes. They all take on different variations depending on what mood we're in. And sometimes it's for the purpose of shifting the other person's state. Like it's a system to pay attention to what's going on. And sometimes it's to say what's up and have the time to unpack that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things that really can create connection, especially with somebody that you want to start a business relationship with or you want them to mentor you or whatever, is spend the time in advance to write out your questions, your open-ended questions, your thoughtful questions. It shows that you value the relationship, right? So my charge or my challenge for you is to write out one name of a person that you want to either deepen your relationship with or find a new person that you want to create a relationship with. And we're grateful that you joined us on Life's Inside Track, because when we move forward together, together we got this.
Moving forward with the Decker Team. Moving forward together with the Decker Team.